Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
ANC conference, boring and depressing, although was it? This is what we want to know. My sense was that they just try to get through it with as little harm being done to the party. But let's get the expert in, Matthew Parks, a parliamentary coordinator for the Congress of South Africa Trade Union, COSATU. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Hope you're well.
I am indeed. So my impression over the weekend was that the ANC wanted to get through this conference with as little damage being done to the party as possible. What is your reading of how it went?
Look, I think it could have gone two ways. It could have gone a path where they chose to renew itself, to deal with the issues of corruption, to focus on the issues of rebuilding the ANC's stature amongst voters, which is under, has been severely damaged because of corruption scandals, and to focus on the challenges facing South Africans across the board, from electricity to unemployment to crime and corruption to basic services.
Mm-hmm.
As COSATU, we came there with a couple of objectives. One is to kind of raise the alarm bells that our own members and workers are feeling about the ANC needing to do exactly that. And to raise out very sharply our kind of frustrations of how the ANC has failed in some areas, like not paying its staff, not addressing the huge challenges facing the economy, whilst recognizing some of the positive things the ANC has done, the minimum wage, for example, the labor laws, etc. So I think it went well because, sometimes politics can be a little bit symbolic, a little bit simplistic. And I think much of the attention was about this step-aside resolution of the ANC. Do people who have been charged with criminal offenses, are they forced to step aside from leadership positions at the ANC and so forth? And that became a bit of a focal point. And I think to our happiness, so to speak, is that the overwhelming majority of ANC delegates said they want the step-aside resolution to be retained. And in fact, many actually called for it to be strengthened and to be more vigorously implemented. So I think there was a sense of that, guys, we've made serious mistakes. We need to clean up now. Otherwise, society would just simply walk away from us. And I think there was a strong recognition of that feeling. There were obviously some elements who are deeply compromised, but I think the overwhelming majority from delegates I talked to from across the provinces, and at the end of the decision amongst the provinces was that we need to actually intensify the focus on corruption if we're serious about rebuilding the countries. I think for me that was a positive thing. But that's just one step. It's a policy conference of a party. You must go to the National Congress in December. But I think this sets a positive platform for that. But then, of course, the real proof of the pudding, so to speak, is that implementing on the ground, because this is a party, and of course, we must implement resolutions about fixing Eskom, fixing Transnet, and all the other kind of things which need to be dealt with.
The sense also that I got was, and maybe it's right because it was an internal conference, but to a large extent, it did feel all about the ANC and not about the country.
You're right. It is a party conference. But look, the resolutions they had actually focused on the country. So there was, the first day kind of focused on the internal issues about rebuilding the ANC. And to be honest, you have to, as a political party or as COSATU, we need to see the ANC being rebuilt, because if its structures are rotten, then it's not going to do very well in government, obviously. Yeah. If it has leadership who are compromised, well, then why would you expect them to do well in government? So yeah, I guess it's about getting the foundations right. But look, the last two days, was actually focused on the challenges facing society at large, not just the ANC as a political party. So it was about the economic crisis, the social transformation challenges, the issues of state-owned enterprises, the issues of poor quality basic services from municipalities, the issues of unemployment. They need to overhaul our healthcare institutions. So
was there a sense that the ANC has taken responsibility for some of these failings?
No, I think there was overwhelmingly. I think amongst almost 99% of delegates, there was a sense that, and I think the president himself said a very, I was actually quite pleased the way he said it in his speech.
What did
he say?
That
the problem in local government is the ANC. That is the president's quote.
Wow.
The problem is our members are the problem. And many other ministers, the Minister of Finance, Minister of Local Government, also all of the 36 or so municipalities which are under administration because they're dysfunctional are ANC administration. So we don't need to go and look and blame the DA or whomever else. We need to deal with the corrupt elements inside the ANC. If we're to save the ANC, if we don't do that, then the ANC won't survive. So I think what I saw in all the delegates, all the resolutions, it was a very frank assessment that corruption, which has infiltrated the ANC, it's not just a problem for the ANC, but it's a problem for society. So
that's a very important recognition. I mean, that to me is the most powerful thing of the lot, is that there is, that they've taken responsibility. How translate is the next question, but it can't translate if you don't take responsibility. And the president standing up and saying that is very significant.
No, exactly. And that's why, I mean, and I think, you know, to an extent, the media was right just to hype the focus on the step aside resolution, because that became symbolic. Do we choose to continue down this, down a road of corruption and factionalism and losing touch with the public at large? Then the ANC will die, like any other political party which does that. Or do you choose to deal with the demons of corruption and factionalism, criminality in the ANC to enable you to deal with it in government and society at large? I mean, look, to be fair to the ANC, the issues of criminality in the ANC are those the same as in society, but obviously because it's a ruling party that has access to resources, so criminals go to where there's money, you know? If it was another party, if it was a DA or EFF in charge, they would have the very same challenges, you know, and where they do govern, they do have similar challenges. But look, the ANC is the majority party in the country, nationally, provincially, locally. Society at large needs the ANC, just like it needs ESCOM, to be cleaned up, to enable government to function as it should, irrespective of how you vote, and to enable people who are really struggling, be it, you know, workers in the cities who can't get a work on time because the trains are dysfunctional, be it women who are subject to horrendous levels of crime and, you know, abuse, you know, people, an unemployment rate of 45% or a youth unemployment rate of 75%. So the real crisis which we need to deal with. So we hope that, look, also for us as COSATU, it's a useful thing to also remind government of what are the key issues, because you have ministers who are attending. What are the key issues of facing society? So we raise the issue, and the president raised it in his closing address, the need for government to find ways to reduce the fuel price, because that hits everybody, rich or poor. But, you know, most importantly, it really makes it difficult for workers to get to work because the transport ends up consuming the whole salary. It suffocates the economy, makes it difficult for businesses to survive because it becomes just so expensive to operate. It means they can't hire more people and help reduce unemployment. So I think it is a useful kind of point of reflection for the ANC as it goes to Congress to reflect on what needs to be done. Right. The reason why the policy conference is held before the National Elections Congress in December is to give more space for people to discuss policies about the state of the society and economy and government. Because when you go to the December Congress, people tend to get distracted by the elections aspect of it. These policy resolutions will now go to the December Congress. There'll be more discussion, but at least 99% of that work is done.
This has been done. Before we run out of time, I just wanted to get a sense from you around the positioning of Cyril Ramaphosa, because of course going into the conference, that was a little bit concerning for him.
No, look, I mean, I think I wasn't too worried, but look, what happened to the Congress, that it is basically a vote of confidence in him.
Right.
If he had lost the step-aside resolution debate, then sure, I think you would be asking what's going on. Can he survive? No, and I think from what I, my feeling is that he will not be contested. He is safe at the ANC's Congress. I think most delegates recognize to remove him would be a suicide. Society would just simply walk away and say, you're not serious about dealing with corruption, you know?
Yeah.
I think the point is to give him more support, to intensify his own efforts around fighting corruption, rebuilding the state and the economy. But for me, the biggest thing is about, as you're saying, implementing this thing. So intensify the fight against corruption, focus on reducing unemployment, focus on fixing ESCOM and transit and metro rail, rebuilding the economy, giving, you know, relief to the unemployed and the poor. And you have to do those things now, because in 2 years' time you have an election, then voters are watching. And if you don't do well, the voters will reflect that in the voting results. So the ball's in the court of the ANC. It has to do well. But I think, look, society wants to do well as a president.
I think so as well.
I think society wants him to all of the same, but nobody can want load shedding or trains which
absolutely
don't work or
right.
corruption.
100%.
So it's a difficult challenge. I think, look, partly I think it's because South Africa, you know, unlike other kind of democracies, we've had one party for 30 years. So the sins of incumbents kind of accumulate. They don't get cleansed like you would have in Europe.
In a different
for example,
party.
Or
the
where you rotate. But look, it is what it is. We need to focus on dealing with crisis today and tomorrow. And, I think it is a positive thing. It could have gone another direction, which would have been very, very alarming. So I think it is a positive
That's brilliant.
Reaffirmation of the support of people who want to deal with corruption and the crisis facing society.
Matthew Parks, as always, bringing us very interesting insight. Parliamentary Coordinator for Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU. Thank you for bringing us up to date on the ANC National Conference. It's 7:01. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.